perhaps some of you don't know what God thinks of you, and as a result your view of yourself is discoloured and distorted. So what better way to remedy this by going straight to the book that God has written, His Word, the Bible? I want to look separately at self-worth, security, and significance, and for each of these, refer to 6 Bible verses that show what God says about our self-worth, what He says about our security, and what He says about our significance. First of all, then, self-worth. I am a person of value because God made me and I am His. Psalm 100, verse 3 says this: Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are His. That's from the New Living Translation. Somebody once said, God don't make no junk. So, if God made us, we're certainly not junk. We are valuable to Him. Secondly, I am a person of value because I am precious to God. In Isaiah 43, verse 4, God says, You are precious to me. You are honoured and I love you. Isn't it amazing to think these are the eternal words of the eternal God that didn't apply only when they were breathed out and written down, but still apply and will endure forevermore? Thirdly, I am a person of value because God will always love me. God is speaking in Jeremiah 31:3 and says, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love, with unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself. Do you believe God loves you? Fourthly, I am a person of value because He knows all about me and considers me to be of great value. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 10, verses 29 to 31. Not even a sparrow, worth only half a penny, can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to Him than a whole flock of sparrows. Imagine God caring about us so much that He keeps a record of the number of hairs on our head. This is not a one-off counting of our hairs, because every time we comb our hairs, the number changes. Yet God knows exactly how many hairs are on our head at any particular time. Wow! How can we think we're not valuable to Him? Fifthly, I am a person of value because Jesus calls me His friend. In John 15, verse 14, He says, You are my friends if you obey me. Notice it's conditional upon our obedience, but imagine being called the friend of God. And sixthly, I am a person of value because I have been made right with God through Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 says this: Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Now, these are just some Bible verses that remind us that we are people of value. And if God says it, then we can believe it and have self-worth. Let's move on then to security. Security involves the idea of freedom from danger or of being safe. It can take different forms. We might feel financially secure if we have a reasonably well-paid job. Perhaps we're emotionally secure when all is well in our relationships. Or maybe having good health is important to our feelings of security. This all sounds good, yeah? The problem, though, with basing our security on these things is that it could be threatened by a change in circumstances. We might become unemployed and lose financial security. Perhaps something will occur between us and other people that will result in a breakdown in our relationships with them. Illness might strike suddenly, and we find we're no longer in good health. What happens then? If we conclude that our security depends on external events, then we will feel secure if things go well. But if they go badly, we will lose our security. Now, for many people, this is indeed the case. But for those of us who belong to God and to his family because of our relationship to Jesus, our security is more firmly grounded than that. So let's take a look at God's word, the Bible, again, and check out what he says about our security.